You're listening to TV Madness with Makisha Madden-Toby. I'm your host, Makisha Madden-Toby. This is our second podcast, or our mine. Today, we're going to be talking about the impact of reality TV on young girls. The Girl Scouts recently did a study that found that girls are misinterpreting these shows, and they think it's real. They think these are real shows and that these are real situations and that these people are really this crazy. And it's something that I started talking about with Michelle Martin on her show, Tell Me More with Michelle Martin. And I'm going to continue the conversation because there were some points that I thought were really, I think, important and as a part of this conversation to touch on a little bit more, and specifically when dealing with gender and race and what we're seeing on television. And to help me out, I have my good friend and sister-in-law, Tasha Akitobi, who has a background in public health. Tasha, are you there?
I'm here.
So I got a chance. It was crazy. I was watching VH1 last night, and they had a reunion show for the show We Hate the Most, Basketball Wives.
Oh, goodness.
and it was just insane. It was weird because I can see why girls think this, you know, this kind of crap is real, because as I was watching it, my heart started racing. I started getting upset. Like, I wanted to fight, yeah. And I couldn't tell if it was because I wanted to punch the people, or if the music, I don't know. It was the strangest, most visceral reaction. Do you get that reaction watching these shows, or what do you think?
Yeah, I definitely get that reaction when I watch that show, and I'm actually embarrassed to admit that I watch that show, but unfortunately, you know, during my time when I actually do watch TV and I'm flipping through, it's almost as if it's this train wreck you see that you have to keep watching.
Exactly.
And I definitely find myself getting angry. And I think I'm just more angry at the fact that these are grown women on TV acting like this. And a lot of these women have children.
Yeah.
So I guess that's just what fuels my anger.
And a lot of women who watch it have children, and the children end up watching it. I think, unfortunately, my niece Diamond has seen her fair share of Basketball Wives. Mm-hmm. Particularly the episode you and I were talking about, where Tammy, they're in Rome, and Tammy has heard that Mika has said something about her, and she attacks her. And the reunion show, they touched on that a little bit. We have a clip from the reunion show, and it was just as racy as the original.
Oh, watch yourself, baby.
She did an interview talking about me, and just like what she just said, how am I supposed to be a mother? Listen, my kids are my life. Everything I do for my children, to provide for them. You don't step out your lane and talk about me and how I am as a mother. Let's keep it confined to what the we do on this show, because I don't talk about your husband.
Yeah, that's some of the classy stuff that we see on Basketball Wives. And in that instance, the Basketball Wives reunion. Tammy talking about doing it for her kids.
Exactly. I just find it so funny that she says she does it for her kids.
It's sad.
You're fighting a woman.
But you're
TV.
Acting like a child in a way I would hope you don't want your kids to emulate. You know what I mean?
Exactly. And the sad thing is about all of this is, you know, that there are kids out there watching this, particularly girls, like the study talked about,
right,
that think that this is normal.
Right.
This is not how people function in this world, not people who are really successful and who get up every day and go to work and work hard.
Can you imagine that? If you went into work and you're like, I heard you said you didn't like my slacks, and just started punching people, in the face. I mean, you wouldn't have a job.
Exactly. Exactly. I would have first of all, they would call security. They would escort me out, and then I would probably have to deal with a criminal, repercussion because of it.
Yeah. People
and I would lose my job.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't be able to provide for the kids that I apparently love so much because I'm talking like this.
Right. I know.
You know, it's just, I just don't understand it.
The part of the study, and I don't know if you got a chance to read it, the part of the study that scared me is that these girls think this, that this type of these scenarios are real, that this is how you interact with other women, other girls, and this is how you resolve conflicts by punching people in the face or pulling their weave out. And that's scary, you know what I mean? And My hope is that parents are watching these shows with their kids. I know that most parents are not because they're such horrible shows, but watching these shows with their kids and saying, you know, that's not real, right? You know, they get paid to do that. You know that, you know, the more conflict they have, the better the show. It's not, that's not how we act.
And unfortunately, you know, there are many kids who watch these shows who may not, you know, whatever the issue is going on at home, they may not have a parent who's always able to be there and sit down with them and tell them, you know, this isn't real. They look at these people on TV. They look at the glamorous clothes. They look at the fact that they can get on, you know, planes and go to these exotic locations and things like that. And they look at these people as role models. They may not, kids may not be able to articulate that. But a lot of them do look at them like that. So when they're seeing adults on TV cope with conflict in this manner, they internalize it and they think that, okay, well, if I have an issue with, you know, one of my classmates or someone down the street, I can just go around and fight them instead of having a, you know, real calm discussion to come to a resolution on a conflict.
I know. The other thing that's interesting, is, and we didn't get a chance to talk about this on Tell Me More with Michelle Martin, was that the majority of the girls watching these shows happen to be African-American and Latino, because more African-American girls and Latino girls watch television. And I wanted to get the go there with her. We didn't get a chance to talk about this. But I think part of the problem is if you only see African-American women and Latino women in these roles, or this is the only time you see them, you know what I mean? These are the only shows that they're on, then this is what you're going to watch. You're sort of going to gravitate to what you know, not necessarily in the conflict, hopefully, the conflict aspect of it. Hopefully your home is not like that. But the women on those shows might look like your mom or your aunt or your sister or like you. And you watch and you think, oh, okay, they're like me. And then you get sucked in.
And, exactly.
You know, for somebody in their 20s, it's not a big deal. For somebody in their teens, that's scary stuff.
It's very scary because, of course, like you said, they're drawn to people who look like them. And then on top of people who look like them, these are, again, women who are living these fabulous lifestyles. So, you know, a lot of kids, that is what they aspire to be. You know, even in the study, they said that, you know, a lot of these girls are now feeling that they're going to be famous one day.
Right, right, which is kind of weird. Like, I never thought that when I was growing up. I mean, not that I couldn't be or whatever, but I never, that was never the goal. You know what I mean? The goal for these girls watching these shows. And why wouldn't it be? I mean, you look at somebody like Kim Kardashian, who was famous because she made a sex tape with Ray J. Or these girls, these women. Women on Basketball Wives, most of them, let's be honest, are not wives. And a lot of them just happen to have a baby with a basketball star. Or, you know, in the case of Tammy and Mika going back and forth, you know, Tammy gave Mika crap because Mika's with a basketball player who's not really a star. I mean, like, who cares?
Who cares?
Who cares? Who cares about any of you? Like, why are you even?
And another thing that is sad is that, you know, these women, you know, I'm married. I love my husband to death. But I know I have a life outside of my marriage, and I'm successful outside of that.
Right.
And my accomplishments in my professional life is not attached to my husband.
Right.
So
I know.
A lot of these women, the only reason
is tied up in
they are on these shows is because of an attachment to a man. It's nothing of their own merit.
It's sad.
So that's the sad thing. That's the message that it's also sending to these girls, that in order to be successful, in order to be famous, you have to get that through another person, mainly a man.
I know. Well, this has been fantastic. I think this is a great point to end. Hopefully people will continue to talk about this and watch less reality TV and talk to intelligent people like you. So thanks for doing the show. It's been fantastic. I want to thank my guest, Tasha Akitobi, for talking about women and girls and reality TV and the craziness of that world. And NPR West and my wonderful, can I call you my wonderful engineer, Patrick? Because you are my hero. I want to thank Fanny Wang for my earphones, technicalities, and all that other stuff. Fanny Wang, strange name, great sound. And thanks for listening. I really appreciate it. It's been a lot of fun. This is my second podcast. I hope I sound better than on the first one. And we'll be back for another one. Oh, cool. Tasha?